Learn Persian with Chaya and Conversation, Lesson 6.
Hello and welcome to Learn Persian with Chaya and Conversation, the podcast for anyone looking to learn conversational Persian. My name is Leila, and I'll be your teacher for the course.
And my name is Matt, and I will be learning Persian along with you.
Chaya and Conversation will teach you conversational Persian in weekly lessons of about 15 minutes each.
If you know anything about Iranians, they don't do anything without first grabbing a cup of tea, or as they call it, chai.
So pour yourself a cup and join us in learning the Persian language. Hello and welcome to the 6th episode of Chai and Conversation.
By now you know that this is the one and only podcast made to teach conversational Persian to beginners.
For now, Matt, are you ready to begin the lesson?
Ready.
Great. Let's begin to learn Persian with Chai and Conversation. So last week we learned the words for different members of the family, and we learned how to introduce your family members to others, as well as to introduce their names. This week, we'll be expanding on that by talking a bit more about families. Also, we're going to learn how to count to 10. So let's start off by doing a little revision of the vocabulary we learned last week. Matt, I'm going to say the word in English and see if you can come up with the Persian word. Give the listeners a moment to come up with the answer before giving your own answer. So first, brother.
Barodar.
Second, sister.
Khohar.
Great. Next, we have mother.
Madar.
And how would you say father?
Pedar.
That's right, pedar. And wife?
Zan.
And finally, husband.
Shohar.
Okay, wonderful. And to say my brother or my father, how do you join words together? For example, let's say my brother.
Barodare man.
Exactly. So, madare man, pedare man, etc. So, if madare man means my mother, what do you think madare to means?
Your mother.
Your mother, exactly. So how would you say your father?
Pedare to.
Perfect. And your brother?
Barodare to.
Your sister?
Khohare to.
And one more, your wife?
Zane to.
Great. Again, we join the words together by using the e sound. So, zane man, shohare man, zane to, shohare to. As you know, to is the informal you. So, zane to or shohare to would be the informal way of saying your wife or your husband. If you're talking to someone with whom you need to use the formal form, you would use the formal you. And you would simply say, Zane shoma.
Zane shoma.
And this can be used for any of the words, such as barodare shoma, khohare shoma, etc. Now we're going to learn a couple of other words that are linked to family, words that specifically children would say. We learned the words for mother and father, madar and pedar, but kids are more likely to use the words maman.
Maman.
And baba.
Baba.
Mamane to.
Mamane to.
And babaye to.
Babaye to.
So on babaye to, notice that because baba ends in a vowel, we add the ye sound to join it to to instead of e. So babaye to.
Babaye to.
Mamane man.
Mamane man.
Babaye man.
Babaye man?
Exactly. Now we're going to learn I have as in I have a sister. I have in Persian is daram. Now, in the phrase, I have a sister, there's a word that we haven't covered yet, and that would be the word for a. In Persian, a gets translated as one. Ye is a shortened word for the word yek, which means one. So you would say, Man ye khohar daram.
Man ye khohar daram.
Now, you could use the complete word for one, which is yek. Man yek khohar daram. But this means more specifically, I have one sister. When you say man ye khohar daram, it's more similar to the English phrase, I have a sister. So listeners, then how would you say, I have a brother? Matt?
Man ye barodar daram.
So that's all very well if you have one sister, one brother, one son, or one daughter, but it is likely that you have more siblings or children, or meet people who have more. So if you have more, you're going to need to learn some numbers. And we are going to learn how to count to 10 in this lesson, and we're going to set this to some rhythm. So first, let's learn 1 through 4. Yek, do, se, chahar. So Matt, repeat after me. Yek, do, se, chahar.
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 Okay, time to move on to 5 through 8. Panj, sheesh, half, hasht. So Matt, repeat after me. Panj, sheesh, half, hasht.
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 Great. Now let's learn 9 and 10. No, da. Now repeat after me. No, da.
No, da.
No, da.
No, da.
Great, and now let's put it all together. Yek, do, se, chahar, panj, sheesh, haf, hash, no, da.
Yek, do, se, chahar, panj, sheesh, haf, hash, no, da.
Yek, do, se, chahar, panj, sheesh, haf, hash, no, da.
Yek, do, se, chahar, panj, sheesh, haf, hash, no, da.
And now that you know all the numbers, let's try applying them to talking about our families. In addition to not having to differentiate between masculine and feminine, another wonderful thing about Persian is that there is no differentiation between a sentence about singular things and a sentence about plural things. So for example, to say, I have a brother, you say, Man ye barodar daram. And to say, I have two brothers, you simply change this to Man do barodar daram.
Man do barodar daram.
So now to say, I have two sisters, we say Man do khohar daram.
Man do khohar daram.
Now let's say you want to introduce their names. You have to change the sentence slightly. If you have one sister and you want to say her name, you say Man ye khohar daram. Ismish Sara hast. If you have two sisters and you want to say their names, you say Man do khohar daram. Ismashun Sara va Maryam hast.
Man do khohar daram. Ismashun Sara va Maryam hast.
Almost. Let's try that second part again. Ismashun Sara va Maryam hast.
Ismashun Sara va Maryam hast.
So let's try putting that all together. Man do khohar daram. Ismashun Sara va Maryam hast.
Man do khohar daram. Ismashun Sara va Maryam hast.
And now we're going to try something a little bit different. We're going to have a special guest on the program. If you've been listening to the lesson so far, with the vocabulary we've learned, you should be able to make out who the special guest is. We're going to access her via telephone. Here we go.
Hello.
Salam.
سلام.
اسم شما چیه؟
من فرزانه هستم.
شما کی هستید؟
من مادر تو هستم.
سلام مامان. بله، شما مادر من هستید و من دختر شما هستم. So Matt, can you try to work out that conversation? Who are we talking to?
Your mother, فرزانه.
Exactly. So I asked, اسم شما چیه؟ And she answered,
من فرزانه هستم.
Which means,
I am فرزانه, or my name is فرزانه.
So I asked, شما کی هستید? This means, who are you? And she answered,
من مادر تو هستم.
Which means,
I am your mother.
Exactly. And I answered, سلام مامان. بله, شما مادر من هستید و من دختر شما هستم. You know all these words, so what does that phrase mean?
Yes, you are my mother, and I am your daughter.
Exactly, and notice that she used the informal you, while I addressed her with the formal you out of a sign of respect. Well, merci, maman.
خواهش میکنم. I hope you're enjoying learning Persian, and I will join you again soon.
My mother will be joining us in later podcasts, I'm sure, and we will be delighted to have her again. And that concludes the Lesson 6 podcast.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
Ideally, you can listen to this podcast over and over again until you learn all the vocabulary. Until next time, Khuda hafiz from Layla.
And Ta'bat from Matt.